producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the Good Day program, my friends include Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen, all here to intrigue you with their information, their characterization. Roberta, weather report from New Orleans, please. It was yesterday a wild and woolly day there,
oh,
I'm
boy,
told.
What a day. In fact, they shut, imagine this, they shut the schools down at 12
really?
Noon and sent all the
Did they shut
out.
The airport? Was the airport, was it a
they
tornado
shut the
near
airport
the airport?
Down. Yeah, there's a tornado near the airport. They shut the schools down. Oh. It was just crazy here.
All right,
the
so that weather.
Blowing, there was tornadoes on the lake and yep. down and, you know, further north. Here. Oh, my goodness. Crazy, crazy day.
Let's see here. Three people dead, dozens more injured yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a trailer park, the usual place where the tornadoes go.
What
nobody,
is that?
No, like nobody's ever explained
I know.
What there is about
it's
that.
Like a magnet.
It really is. Yeah.
Trailer park.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see
there
here.
There has to be something with the metal, right? There's
yeah.
got to be a scientific explanation
yeah,
for
you
all
know, that. You know, I didn't think about that.
Connected
yeah.
to the metal. Yep. All right, scientist Dr. Jennifer Horn.
Yes,
here on the Good Day program.
And people right. say I'm just another blonde. Please.
Yes, not just another blonde, but you are another blonde. Jennifer's the weather is wonderful. Going to be in the 80s in California today.
I know. I just showered and shaved my legs. I was complaining to Roberta. It's like I've weed whacking going on because it's too hot to wear pants.
Weed whacking?
Oh, my gosh. You don't understand. Women go into this hibernation mode yeah, during no. the winter months, and
uh-huh.
it's like,
yeah.
why bother shaving your legs?
Pants, right? I've been using, probably, do I admit this? Yeah, I'm going to admit this. I have been using the razor that has was left in the shower from...
Pink razor?
Last, yes. And I've used it to shave my face. It's been there for a year.
Ew, and you're shaving your face? That's filled with bacteria, you weirdo.
No, it's been actually, it does a better job of shaving than the regular Gillette razors that I use.
That you haven't replaced since 1974. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I just know that the only time during the winter when I realize I need to shave my legs is when there's actually sparks being like made
really?
Between my leg hair and my pant material.
You can light a
right.
fire with it.
When there's starting to become flames, that's when I shave. Otherwise, it's all bets are off. It is
good.
That pretty
right.
around
Kara,
here.
Kara, do you want to tell us about shaving your legs, too, as long as we're at this? Might as well go right down the
Kara
list.
Kara may not have given up yet, like I have.
Really?
I just had mine lasered. Mm-hmm. I had everything lasered. I had my underarms lasered, my legs lasered, the bikini line lasered. Everything was lasered.
Do you shave? Do you shave, Kara, during the winter months, or do you just let it go?
I didn't expect that. Yeah, I normally do.
You do? See, that's what
well,
I mean.
Okay,
life
depends.
Hasn't hit her in the face yet.
It depends how long we're talking between shaves. But, I mean, I think I'm used to it. So I swam the entire time I grew up, and I always did winter swimming. So it was just a thing that, I don't know, we had to do.
Oh, right, yeah.
So... I've maintained
you just
that
went,
tradition.
Hair creates drag.
I'm the guy who is the one
I
who
want
that.
You to call me about 35 when you're like, I just can't do this anymore.
I'm the guy who's the host of the program who last year just learned what a Brazilian was.
Oh.
Made
a oh.
point to figure that out. Okay.
Lots of weed whacking.
I think I'm
that.
Getting some good demo material here.
Yeah. All right, so, Kara, what's the weather in Washington? About 60 today, right? Rain?
Yeah, it's kind of drizzly. I can't see outside because all the blinds are closed.
Oh,
but
really?
It looks kind of gray.
That's our extensive weather system
yeah,
at Radio America.
The blinds are closed.
The blinds are closed.
Can't see anything.
Doppler radar is X7's good day. Well, too bad. Bummer.
I have a miserable, cold, wet day on the farm.
Yeah.
Here, just, ugh. All right, let's get to... some of the other things that may be a little more intriguing. More, although the weather is what people are always... There's always an intrigue when it comes to the weather. Roberta,
Yes.
Story from New York City today, okay. Where one of the hospitals there is paying $1 million to the family of Eric Garner. Remember, the paramedics did not try to resuscitate him after he was put in the chokehold.
Right.
And
right.
So, and it seems to me, was it this case or the one in Chicago where the police officer who was accused of killing the guy sued the family? It may not have been Garner. It may have been the guy in New York. I'm sorry, Chicago. But there is a story still floating around. This guy wanted the family to get $12 million from the city. I think it was Chicago. And now the police officer is suing the family for that $12 million because his job, his life will never be the same because of his shooting their son. And so I'm looking at this and thinking, who's going to come after this? I don't want to go back over the... I remember this kid died because he was put in a chokehold by a police officer. What bothers me is that still many in the news media are playing this as sort of race bait, even though it was a white police officer and Garner was black. I think that's contributing to the problem. It's the fact. And there is a problem with racism, black on white and white on black, when it comes to the police or society in general. It just is. So do we keep emphasizing it, or do we try to do something about it, or will nothing be done unless we keep talking about it? I think that's the conundrum here. Is anything being done? You can't teach people in the sense that you tell them this is the way. People have to know because they feel it. They understand it. They get into the flow of what it's like to be black in America or white in America or Hispanic in America or Muslim in America. And one wonders from that perspective whether or not this helps, or we just laugh about it, or we think we just scratch our head and think there are really people like this. Most states have personalized license plate features, right? New York does. California does, Massachusetts does. I have a plate in Massachusetts. So somebody applied yesterday in the Minnesota Department of Transportation for a license plate. An application was filed yesterday, and the message in the applicant's application is FMUSLMS. That's what he wants to put on his license plate. So when I see that and I think, there's got to be somebody who's, they're smart enough to have flagged it and they're not going to do it. But the fact that that somebody thought that was appropriate. I mean, I understand that a lot of people are angry, and with good reason, at some of the people who happen to practice the Muslim religion. But to say or put that on a license plate, is the height of ignorance,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. I just don't...
I don't think anybody would argue with that.
Oh, man. I was looking at some of the other... His other choices, I don't even want... they have... it's funny, but it's not funny. There are three choices if you want a special plate in Minnesota, and you can do this in other states. They always give you... I think in Massachusetts there were four. I had my cows... and cows and 44 cows and, that kind of stuff when I was getting a special plate. But what is this? The idea that we're trying, let's face it, we got to figure out how to get along. All of us have to figure out how to get along. And this isn't the key to getting along. Whether you've got a broad view of society and the world, you've got a narrow view. This is not the way to get along, at least not in my estimation. All right, so food for thought. Comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Kara. Do we get your email yet at DougStefan.com?
Nope.
Roberta, what's going on here? It's an outrage.
Someday. In a year and a half.
In terms of outrages, I'm going to go through a bill with you that I got from Verizon. Wait till if you have never looked at your bill, I have done this off and on over the years, three or four times. I was paying my bills last night. I looked at this thing, and I went berserko. And you'll hear why in a moment here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, ready for blood pressure. I've got to get the super beats out because my blood pressure is about to go sky high, and so is yours. If you're looking at your phone bill, it doesn't make any difference who the phone carrier is. Here's my bill for the California phone. You ready, Jennifer?
Okay. I'm ready, right. Dougie.
Appointment now, the basic service is $34.65 plus $8.80. That's what it costs for the service. On top of that, there is the federal subscriber line charge, interstate access port charge, federal excise tax, California utility tax, funding to support public utilities, 9/11 state tax, California relay service tax, California teleconnect fund surcharge, California universal lifeline service tax, California high cost fund, federal universal service fee. Let's see here. Funding to support the 9/11. You get taxed twice, once on basic service and once on non-basic service. So the bill, the product itself cost me, $43.15. The right. Total bill is $92.03.
Oh, my. It doubled
the
bill.
Thanks to the taxes and surcharges from the state of California and the federal government.
If up ahead, Jennifer Warren reads Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume J. 21 past the hour. What are you going to read, Roberta?
She's taking pictures of her legs. Hold those up. So much for Jennifer just kind of like discounting. There it is, all that work. And I'm.
We get it. We're overtaxed. We're overcharged.
What are we doing about it? Who are we going to alert?
The rocket.
Who's snoring?
Call Verizon and see what happens. Let's call them on the air and ask them about these taxes.
That's a good idea. 21 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Beyonce, there seems to be a controversy, Jen. Police in North Carolina have decided not to join police officers in Miami in boycotting Beyonce concerts after her Super Bowl performance.
Yeah, because she's a jerk.
I'm not sure what there is. Did you say she was a jerk?
She's a jerk. I'm not a big Beyonce fan, no. I like her music, some of her music. But after her Super Bowl performance, here's what happened. During the Super Bowl, she did a routine during the halftime show that seemed to support the Black Panthers movement and the Black Lives Matter movement and was an insult towards police officers. And even though she had police escorts to the Super Bowl and into the Super Bowl, and that's her security of police officers, so now what's happening is that police departments across the country, usually they provide off-duty police officers for security at concert venues when there's a big show in town, and many of them are not signing up now because they don't support Beyonce's message during the Super Bowl.
Yep, I don't see how supporting Black lives, though, is anti-police. And I don't know. The police have a job.
It's more about the Black Panthers movement.
The Black Panthers.
Which is very... That's before your time, Karen.
Kind of radical. Before, okay.
They killed a lot of police officers. It was pretty disgusting, actually. So, anyway. And there are a lot of other police forces around the country who are debating the same thing, whether they will boycott her. She's on a tour. And the Miami police said, nope, they're not providing any security for her concert there. And so her next venue is North Carolina. She traveled around the country. She's supposed to be in Charlotte. And that's why the discussion. So,
I think people sometimes join these...
Security.
They join these movements to be popular and because they think it's, pushing the envelope and it's edgy. It's the edgy thing to do. But you know what? When they're relying on the service of the men and women in uniform in this country... You got to think about it.
They're not thinking. She's not thinking about that. She's thinking about her own audience or, something that she's got to be up her butt about one way or another. And it would have to be a fairly large beef from what I've seen of her butt. It's 26 past the hour. Okay, moving on to Kesha, who doesn't seem to be cut out of the same cloth as Beyonce. Not as successful either. This is back and forth here. I'm trying to figure this out. She was filmed denying under oath that Dr. Luke raped her in 2011. The lawyer for her says she was threatened into giving the statement. This is what's emerged because there is there was it Monday, Jennifer, when the judge said that the lawsuit could go ahead. She's suing Dr. Luke because he apparently took advantage of her in any number of ways.
And I don't doubt that she's been taken advantage of. I think that a lot of people have thrown around the word rape a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that were something serious, I would hope that this guy would have been in jail already. And I'm not sure why, if this was a serious claim, he's not being taken into custody by law. I mean, I don't understand if this was a real rape claim, why they wouldn't have already put him in jail. Now, that being said, I do think Kesha's been taken advantage of. Obviously, she's been damaged. Yeah. I still don't understand why Sony just doesn't let her go and take a piece of her profits, and then all of this goes away.
Yep.
Or allow her to work with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they do. That judge said she can stay with Sony and work with someone else, but she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com asked you whose side you were on in the Kesha thing. 28% said hers. 26% said, I don't know who she is. 18% said, I don't care. 15% said, Dr. Luke. 13% said, I don't know. So there's an educational process going on. Most everybody does know Kanye West, however, who continues to make lots of noise. Is he for real is the question a lot of people are asking. Here's Genevieve Uzama from Star Magazine, who talks about Kanye and what may be bigger problems for him than his Twitter rants.
Chelsea Handler slams Kanye West for his insane antics. After a string of erratic behavior leading up to and following his Yeezy Season 3 fashion show, Kanye West has gotten the world talking, both about his critically acclaimed album and his sanity. He's not stable, Chelsea claimed. He's delusional, and now he'll have a mental breakdown in front of everybody. He's been in this state for years. Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian is reportedly fed up with her hubby's antics and is considering a divorce if he doesn't cool it with his embarrassing Twitter rant.
Wow. Thank you, Mary Chelsea Handler, who's very sane, as we all know.
Very.
Yeah. Thanks to one big program, 50 full tuition scholarships were awarded to retail industry professionals over the last 3 years. 20 more are going to get their big break this year. Brian Osich with some interesting details on how this all came together.
It takes lots of hands and manpower to keep a successful brand alive and thriving in the retail industry. And that's why University of Phoenix and National Retail Federation are teaming up again for the Dream Big Scholarship Program. Ruth Valoria is Executive Dean of University of Phoenix School of Business.
Retail's the nation's largest private sector employer and offers many opportunities for upward mobility. And the Dream Big Scholarship is for those full or even part-time workers who want to grow personally and professionally in the retail industry, and we certainly want to help them get there.
The retail industry moves at a fast pace and needs professionals who can grow within their organizations.
As technology and customer preferences evolve, University of Phoenix is helping to prepare the next generation of retail leaders. And the Dream Big Scholarship is more than an opportunity to earn a degree. It's a chance for people to recognize their full potential and thrive in their career path.
Applications are being accepted through March 31st, 2016. For more, go to nrf.com/dreambig. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
With Doug Steffen and my friend Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. We are here to discuss issues of import, starting with children in the news. First, an Egyptian toddler sentenced to life in prison this past weekend for killing three people at a protest. He was 3 years old. Ahmed Mansour Shahara, sentenced along with 115 other people. I'm sorry, I said yesterday, I meant last week. Agents arrived at his home, realized his age, and decided to detain his father instead. They had his name on the warrant, but it was his father who did it. But they were going to, they held a trial over there. They hold trials, and they don't bring the people that are charged in. They just bring in the information.
Well, they had just copied names. Apparently, the father was out of the country at the time and could prove it with documents.
Yeah.
So they had just picked names, like, out of the air and said, okay, these are the people who did it.
Everybody's name, Ahmed, Muhammad, I mean... How do you differentiate?
Oh, now you're sounding ignorant.
No, I am.
That sounds like the comment I made when I went to Morocco and said everybody over here is named Mohammed.
Look, I'm telling you.
Jose, when you go to Mexico, everybody here is named Jose.
Now you're just getting
my neighbor, his name is Abid. We call him Joe.
Really? Abid Joe?
No.
It's like when I call Comcast and you're like, your name's not really Bob, is it?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Hello, this is Bob.
I don't think so. And there's three Asian guys in there. Which one of you is Steve?
Right, yeah.
Come on,
exactly. All right, next item. This is Dateline, let's see here. Enrico County, Virginia. Where is that, Richie? Enrico County?
Couldn't tell you.
Moody Must Middle School. 14-year-old girl suspended, facing possible assault and battery charges. Her crime? Throwing a carrot at one of her former teachers. The This was
assault with a deadly carrot.
Carrot, right, exactly. Hit the teacher's forehead. The youngster said it wasn't her intention. She liked the teacher. She was trying to get her attention. Quote, I don't even know how to combat this stupidity, said the girl's mother. Yes, it did happen. And I could see maybe a day in school detention or something. But this goes way beyond that. Administrators refused to comment on the case. It was a soft carrot, though, we were told. Somebody was told. Raw.
Worse than that.
Soft carrot.
How do these things even get out to the news? How does something like that explode to the point where it makes
so ridiculous?
National news.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Assault to the carrot. I mean, really.
I can remember when kids, there were a few kids that liked me when I was teaching school, and I could have seen them throwing carrots at me. I could see some of the other kids.
You want to hear my favorite food story of the day?
Yes.
Besides the carrot story?
Yes, Jennifer.
A man has legally changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
And the reason for that is?
He's a Brit, and he has such a nice name. Sam Smith was his name, 33 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he told the Standard in the United Kingdom that Bacon Double Cheeseburger was pretty much the first thing that came up after, get this, a night of drinking with his buddies who convinced him to go ahead with
alcohol
the stunt.
Was
my
involved.
God, no.
Yes. He really? Said after he sobered up, he still thought. Embraces his new identity. You have to be drunk for longer than a night to change your name.
You would have thought.
Don't you think?
Business news or business news, depending on your ethnicity. Is that, should I have said that or not? Is that okay to say? Just for fun?
Not really. But
no.
Don't shine a light on it. Keep moving.
Just keep moving on.
Okay.
Here, move on.
Yeah, listen to Riggio.
This is coming from the guy calling me ignorant for Muhammad and not, you know.
Wow. I just said business. I didn't say Muhammad. You weren't here for the discussion the last half hour. Some guy applied for a license plate in Minnesota, and he put on what he wanted on the plate was FMUSLMS. You didn't hear that story, Richie. You missed that one.
Okay.
That could have been his reaction then, I suppose. Amazon, Toys R Us, and Target have stopped selling hoverboards.
Why?
Because of fire risks.
Yeah.
Please.
They will no longer offer hoverboards either in the store or on their website.
Yeah.
So who's actually ever seen? I've only seen one of these things in my life in a mall.
Kid in the neighborhood had one, broke his wrist first day.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a few in Manhattan before they outlawed them on the streets.
Yeah.
People were using them in Manhattan quite a bit. I saw maybe five or six.
Telling you, my dream is to hoverboard around the salad bar at the Sizzler. I don't know why. It's on my bucket list.
Sounds like fun. Shares are falling sharply today on oil prices.
What happened to her?
She hit a tree like Sonny.
Boom.
She was trying to turn back time.
Gypsy tramps and thieves in the news today. All right. So Saudi Arabia has said no, after thinking about it, to cutting their output. So now the OPEC thing has fallen apart. So now oil, which is 70% cheaper than it was in the middle of last year, it is, let's see here, I'm looking at it, I'm trying to translate from the yen, and I'm doing this quickly, and I don't think I got the right number, but it's like $30 a barrel. I think it's cheaper than that, isn't it? It's still under me. It was $78 a barrel 4 months ago, and a year ago it was $140 a barrel,
yeah.
And now it's down to like 30-something. I mean, it was even cheaper than that, I think, for a short time.
They shorted oil futures.
Well, exactly. You see, people understand the market. There are a lot of people who make a lot of money on shorting this. A lot of people make a lot of money.
Yeah, $30, $30.
Is it 30, Richie? I was looking at the yen. Okay, Burger King. Last week announced they were going to sell hot dogs. There seems to be some confusion why the king of the Whopper is selling hot dogs, which I guess would make, what do you call it, Hot Dog King now. Two grilled hot dogs. We didn't hear this last week. We were talking about this. You can get two grilled hot dogs For the same price as you can get a Burger King Burger Bunger.
Makes sense.
What's their Burger King? What's their big burger at Burger King?
Not the Whopper, I guess.
The Whopper.
Okay. Yeah. Fun. All right, so 7-Eleven not happy because Burger King is encroaching on its turf.
Mm.
They are claiming that they are the ones where you should get your hot dogs. A big ad campaign starting this week. Referred to as the Hot Dog Bill of Rights, which proclaims that customers are entitled to customize their hot dogs with free chili and cheese, which is the right way to do it, not just take a hot dog that they're giving you with stuff that they put on it. In other words, you can't order hold a pickle, hold a lettuce on the hot dogs at Burger King.
You ever seen that nacho cheese sauce at a 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Gross. They can pave roads.
Oh, my God, is that awful.
Like right now in D.C., we have a big problem with potholes because of the snows.
Yeah.
Yeah, just roll that pot.
Can you imagine what that's doing to your arteries and veins and stuff?
Yeah.
Gosh, shouldn't eat them at all.
Yeah. Burger kill.
Burger kill.
Right, Ian.
Oh, boy. There goes that sponsor.
We have Burger King spots, right?
We do, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. But
how does a Burger King hot dog sound?
Do we have a... You probably get some. I don't want to hear that.
Whoop.
Okay.
That is just a good opportunity to give Burger King their 30 seconds right here.
Hey, you woke up today. Big wins.
Time for reward.
Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King.
That's just especially for Roberta, who has just been moaning off the air how she was a night person. The best job she ever had was being on the air from midnight till 3 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then she went and slept on the sand for the day. That sounds like a responsible parent. I hope you weren't married.
So that was B.C., before children.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good Lord. So what? How in the world are you getting up for this? You've been getting up with me for how long?
Oh, years.
Oh, don't even cry. She gets up at 7.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jennifer's up at 3.
I get up at 2:55.
Yeah. Right.
No, I have this theory. I mean, I was brought up Catholic, so I have this theory that I can do whatever the heck I want in this life because I'm in purgatory right now anyway.
That's why you became a Methodist instead of staying in the Catholic Church. Oh, my God. All right. As long as I was talking about your veins and stuff, I thought this would be a great segue, Richie, into a discussion of super beets. Yes. To the rescue. If you have cardiovascular issues, and you sure as heck are going to have them if you're eating that burger, that hot dog at 7-Eleven, perhaps you would like to take some advice from me, from Rich, from Jennifer, from Roberta, from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is the way you fix the problem, or even better yet, this is the way you don't have a problem. If you have regular blood pressure and you're getting to Richie's age, maybe Roberta's age, you know, you got to do something to keep things working the way it works.
Money.
Yeah, I didn't mention you, you noticed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You still got a couple of years.
Heart health,
kid,
is yours by drinking Super Beets every day. This is February, Heart Health Month. Therefore, the focus on your heart, its health. Well, this is a daily thing here because we're all over Super Beets. I just had my Neo 40 capsule. That's why I'm working hard at this. Richie, I'm just distracted. Yesterday, we had a comment from Larry about Monsanto. I think he just sent us something about Burger King.
No.
You want
to
check
all
that?
His advertisers? One of our local affiliates.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Okay.
All right, anyway, see if we can...
We really like him.
Again, we do like him.
And all of his sponsors.
All of his sponsors.
Well, hey, listen, we love eating Burger King with Monsanto food inside of it.
Yeah, Monsanto cheese. All right, anyway. This is the way you... if you're dealing with coffee in the morning and maybe the drinks, what do they call those, monster drinks, energy drinks?
Right.
Stamina boosters. You start your day off with a capsule, Neo 40 capsules, are basically what you get in a teaspoon of Super Beets. But it's been crystallized. You put it in your mouth and it immediately dissolves and is absorbed into your system. So like that, you have energy, you have strength.
Like within 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Okay. So later in the day, let's say you go work out. I know a lot of people, friends of mine who work out later in the day, they have their teaspoon of Super Beets. They put it in a glass of water, 4 ounces of water, drink it, and man, they can tear the place down. So the workouts are so much better. You get the message here. It's all about getting your veins and your arteries opened so the blood can get everywhere, to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your internal organs, to every bit of the, what is it, 65 miles of plumbing that you've got in your body. Super Beets for super stamina and just super heart health. Here's the way you get a free 30-day supply. Call 800-655-4183. Order Super Beets. Get the regular order. I think it's a 3-month supply. Get an extra order free, plus the book about Super Beets and the nitric oxide indicator strip, so you'll know how much nitric oxide you have in your system, which is what the Super Beets makes, and that's how the arteries and veins get opened up. 800-655-4183. Or if you'd like to order online, you go to DougLikesBeets.com. But no matter where you go, get this, get on this program. It is superb and so healthy. You'll feel so good on it. 800-655-4183.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years, so take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Y'all be happy to know, by the way, it's 49 after the hour. A British invasion of ground drone delivery robots is happening. They have the Starship technology people in England have been building these drones in Estonia, and they look like toilet bowls. The company describes them as compact, safe, environmentally sound. They will deliver packages and groceries at a fraction of the cost of vehicles that require drivers. You just have to look out, make sure they don't fall on you. They weigh 40 pounds, travel at 4 miles an hour. How can they keep them up in the air if they weigh 40 pounds and they only go 4 miles an hour? Richie, how much does your drone weigh?
Less than a pound.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bigger one weighs about a pound and a half, maybe.
All right. If you are earning less than $20 an hour, you could be replaced by a robot. I started to go through this yesterday, and then Jennifer interrupted me rudely, and I didn't finish the story. The White House report says that robots added about one quarter of 1% to gross domestic product growth. That is, they eliminated jobs enough to increase the gross domestic product. Let's see here. 16% of labor productivity growth came from robots last year. Those who lose their jobs will lose them because they can make the robots worth whatever it is if they're paying people under $20 an hour. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I have this girlfriend who didn't go to hers, and every once in a while she gets this really terrible feeling, you know, like something is missing. She checks her purse, and she checks her keys, she counts her kids, she goes crazy, and then she realizes that nothing is missing. She decided it was side effects from skipping the prom.
His name is Blaine? Oh, that's not a major appliance. That's not a name.
Love it.
I hate him because he's got money. That's the exact same thing as them hating us because we don't. Do you understand?
I don't think this needs too much introduction here. Orchestral Maneuver is In the Dark, OMD, doing a big pop hit, If You Leave, from the movie Pretty in Pink, which was the number one movie during this week in 1986. Jennifer, I don't suspect you've seen this. Jen.
Are you kidding?
You saw this song? 86?
Oh,
what was that?
Yeah, well,
30 years ago, you would have been, what, 8 or 9 years old?
I would have been... Seven. Yeah, I would be
8 years old.
So you but saw. But you know what? I don't know if I saw it live in the theaters. But this was definitely part of my high school years. I'd watch it in rerun. You know when it. Cable.
Big.
All right, so Rich, you get all the clips played.
Yeah.
All right. What about this, Roberta? Did you go see this movie?
Not yet. Nope.
I wanted to be Molly Ringwald so badly. Oh, I loved her.
Before or after she stole the stuff from the department store.
Yeah, this is John Cryer's claim to fame here with him. He was Ducky.
Yeah,
so get started.
Yeah.
All right. Movie news coming up in a moment. This is Good Day. It's 55 past the hour.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets.
Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right. Now, you guys are going to have to help me with this a little bit. The ticket selling service Fandango, you all use Fandango?
Yeah, movie tickets. Absolutely.
They're always wanting to do surveys, this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. They're owned by Comcast. Boo, Jennifer. Boo.
Oh, I don't think Comcast really. Like,
oh, you do? I thought you know. It's Warner, Time Warner, you don't like.
No.
All right, anyway, so Comcast is diversifying Fandango. They struck a deal to buy Flixster and Rotten Tomatoes.
These are all movie sites that you can use for reviews. Fandango's cool because you can buy your tickets from there, which I like a lot.
So I don't know about Flixster. I know Rotten Tomatoes and their reviews.
That's
what's
Chuck's favorite
Rotten
site.
Tomatoes.
He loves Rotten Tomatoes.
I know he does, yeah. So what's the story with Flixster? Anybody know what their deal is?
It's the same kind of deal.
As Rotten
movie
Tomatoes?
Reviews. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
So why would they want to buy that, Fandango? Why would they want to buy...
To consolidate, to take away competition. Yeah.
Well, so that Rotten Tomatoes won't do legitimate reviews?
Well, that's the question.
No,
yeah. They do legitimate reviews after that.
Yeah. So that when people go to see a movie review, they can just buy the tickets while they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if they like their... Well, but normally when you go to Fandango, they have reviews. You can just click on reviews right next to the ticket. Right?
Rotten Tomatoes has a lot more.
Hmm.
People aren't going to Fandango for reviews. They're just going there to buy tickets. So if we merge all of these
things together,
we've got more tickets.
Between all of them, they have 20 million monthly visitors.
Right, that's what they want.
It's a big aggregation.
They want eyeballs.
Yeah. Eyeballs. All right, well, we got it, folks. We figured it all out. Thank you very much for your patience. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.